The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Menachot Epayin Bet. That was being studied in Nishmat Abraham ben Esteve ben Moshe ben Nun, Aruah Hashem Tereham ben Eden, Amen. Kotsrim, second line. Kotsrim Mepnei Netiot Utei Bet Ha'Avel Utei Bet Ha'Midrash. We said you're allowed to cut the fields, even though you didn't bring the Omer yet. Normally you cannot cut any of the fields of the grains until you bring the Omer. It's got to be Rishit Kesilichem. However, you're allowed to cut it for Chas V'Shalom. There's a Bet Aver, they need the space. They're sitting outside, so you can cut. All you need is for Bet Midrash, to learn. My Tama, Kesilichem, Amar Achmana, Velo Kesil Mitzvah. Kesilichem, personal cutting is Asur, but Kesil Mitzvah is okay. Rishit Kesilichem, Rishit Kesilichem, Kesilichem Tezu Rishit, Velo Kesil Mitzvah. But even when you have your hitte to do it, don't make bundles out of them. Just leave them tzivatim, leave them untied. My tama, the kavadev shalot terhinan. We'd rather you be not be matriyah, which means we don't want you to get too involved in the ketzira. We want you to make a shinui over here. We don't want you to get so involved. Come back up to eat it. So therefore, do it in a shinui way. Leave it untied. Kama de'efshar lo tarhina. Don't be matriya so much on the wheat. Don't have too much contact. Just leave it there and next year, after the omer, you'll do a bundle. It's not the omer that we mina kema. I'm sorry, mina kama. Kama is from the stalks in the field, from the ground. The rabbanan, vi'im takrib. These words are extra in the pasuk. So vi'im takrib twice. The full pasuk is, if you want to look on the side, ve'im takrib min had bikurim ha'shem aviv kalui ba'esh kiris karamel takrib. Takrib, takrib. The Gemara says, ve'im takrib min had bikurim, matamud omar, what does it say it for? Nefi shemizbat ha'omer da'avi min ha'kama. Okay, min ha'kama, from the stalks in the ground. Minayin shim lo matza min ha'kama yavi min ha'omarim. How do I know if you didn't find from the kama? You can bring even from the stuff that was cut earlier. Shalom l'shem omer. Takrib, meaning anything. Takrib, the fish is you're supposed to bring from the moist, the fresh stuff. How do I even bring from the dry? Takrib, meaning anything. Takrib, the fish is to cut the omer at night. How do I know even if you cut it in the day, it's okay? Takrib. What's the Gersa there? We have a Gersa there. Minayin shim niksar bayom kasher. Beduchai Shabbat. Put those together. How do I know that if you brought it in the day, and we know, and also it's Duchai Shabbat, tabud amat takrib. Takrib kolshu. Takrib mikol makom. Takrib afidu b'Shabbat. Takrib afidu b'tumah. The Gemara explains. Takrib kolshu. What does it mean, kolshu? Anything. And she says, Abmin Omarim, even if it's from the bundles, even the stuff that was cut already. Takrib, anything. Not only anything, takrib mikol makom. What does it mean, mikol makom? Any place. Even from the far places from Yerushalayim. What's going to happen when you bring the stuff from the far places of Yerushalayim? It's going to get dry. Because the wind is going to blow on it. So therefore, takrib calls you any item. Takrib kol makom. Any place, even the far places. Takrib afilu b'Shabbat. Any time. Even on Shabbat. Takrib afilu b'tum'ah. Even b'tum'ah. So that's where the way the Gemara is learning it. The word takrib is coming to include all these items. Niksar bayom kasher. Okay. We said, b'di'avar, if you cut it during the day, it's okay. That time we learned the Masechet Megillah. Kol ha'layla kasher l'ksirat ha'omer u'lektir ha'halabim ve'varim. All the night is kosher for cutting the omer and for burning the fats on the mizbeach and the bones of the olah. Kabbalah says l'ksirat ha'omer ze haklav, we have a rule. Davar shemitzvato kol hayom, any mitzvah that mitzvah is in the day kasher kol hayom. Davar shemitzvato b'layla kasher kol ha'layla, and any mitzvah that's kasher to do at night, the olah is kasher. Katani laila dum yadiyom. The fact the Mishnah puts day and night laws in the same Mishnah must be they're similar. Ma diyom balaila lo. Just like you cannot do the day mitzvot at night, abde laila bayom name lo. So too you cannot do night mitzvot in the day. So how can you tell me that you can bring the Ketzirat, you can do the Omer in the day, the Ketzirat Omer, it's a night mitzvah. Night mitzvah you don't do in the day. Mashi. Ulaqtir halabim, mashi mitakim and azim mihazim kol alayla. Whatever was on the mizbeh can stay on the mizbeh all night. Shemitzvatu kalim kigum, what is the mitzvot during the day? Shechita, zirikatamim, all this says to be yom in those pesukim. Ma'adi yom delayla lo, how do we know that any mitzvah that can be done in the day cannot be done at night? As she says, the kadashim shalam balayla pesulim. Kadashim that you store in at night are pesul. Masekhet says, zot hi ha'ola ha'ale ilu mi'atam pratak shantam balayla finds it. Gemara. So then we have a question. Amar Rava, Lakashia, Harbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Two opinions. One opinion is going to say, if you do it at night, you can do it in the day, it's okay. One opinion is going to say, no, day is pasul. It's Machlokat Tanaim. Where is it? Machlokat Tanya. Haya Omedu Bakri Minchat Omer. They're bringing the Korban Minchat Omer. Then it met, and it became pasul. If there's more Omer in the field, Omer lo have acheret tahtia. Okay, Rabotai, if you came tame, bring another one. V'im lav, Omer lo, they tell the Kohen, have pikeach v'shotek, v'shtok, don't say nothing. Devrer bi, don't say anything. That she says, im yesh acheret afilu b'mechubar, meaning attached, b'v'in acheret tahtia, v'kotsrim v'tohanin otam b'yom. Correct. Which means you're allowed to bring it betumah, but they're worried that the people might learn from there. You can bring a minhat yahid betumah. So therefore, they say, you know what? If there's more stuff, even stuff that was, I think we have to make this shehid. Correct. Which means the Kohen makes an announcement, even if they're going to have to cut it tomorrow. So therefore, according to the shita, you see the day is okay. Let him make an announcement. Tomorrow we're going to cut more. If there's nothing more to cut, then the tam shtok, don't open your mouth. Imir shachayret, fine. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Benkak, Benkak, Omedo, Avi Pekeach, Bishtok. Rabbi Elazar, Bishimon says, you know what, either way, the tam, be quiet, don't tell anybody anything. Why? Shekola Omer, Sheniksa Shlok Mitzvato Pasul. Because any Omer that was Niksa Shlok Mitzvato Pasul, and therefore if you're going to cut it during the day, it's Pasul. So never keep quiet, just bring him a tumah, which is okay. The other rabbi said, no. If there's more stuff in the field, announce it and bring it tomorrow. Cut it tomorrow. So you see, the machloket of bringing it in the day is indeed a machloket amongst the Tanaim. So that what it said, Nikshar Bayom Kashir is the B. And that what it said, Pasu Zabi Azam Rabbi Shimon. Yeah? Amar Rabbi Ruchanan, Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi El Azam Rabbi Shimon. Bishitat Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Shel Aviv Amra. Good. Rabbi Avrahana says, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, is following Rabbi Akiva. Who is Rabbi Akiva? The rabbi of Rabbi Shimon. The rabbi of Rashbi. So says, Rabbi Elazar followed his father's rabbi's opinion. Netnan, what did he say? Klal Amar Biakiva. Kol melacha she'efshar lo lasuta me'erev Shabbat. Any melacha that you could do erev Shabbat. This is a mila. Any melacha in the mila you could do erev Shabbat. Ena duchet Shabbat. It's not duchet Shabbat. Good. That's the first halacha. V'savar la k'nebi Yishmael. And he also like Nebi Yishmael. V'amar k'tzirat ha'omer mitzvah. That the Ketzirat HaOmer is a mitzvah, Detnan. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ma Harish Reshut, Ab Katsir Reshut, Yatsa Ketzir HaOmer Shim Mitzvah. Good. Paruk Pasuk says, on Shabbat, Beharish, Ba Katsir Tishbot. Just like, there's no mitzvah in the whole Torah to plow. There's never a mitzvah in plowing. So then when the Torah says, stop plowing on Shabbat, it means voluntary plowing. It can only mean voluntary plowing, because there's no such thing as a mitzvah plowing. So just like Harish is Reshut, when it says stop, Katsir also must be Katsir is the shoot. Yatsas Katsirat HaOmer Shi Mitzvah. That's mutar to do on Shabbat. So therefore, from that pasuk, we learn that Katsirat HaOmer is indeed a mitzvah. So again, Rabbi Elazar Bishimon holds two things. Number one, he holds any mitzvah you can do erev Shabbat, you do erev, you don't do on Shabbat. And he holds also it is a mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah, it's Duhai Shabbat. And if you're going to hold that if you cut the omer shelo kibitzvato, that it's kasher. If you hold that if it wasn't done the right way, it's still kasher. Amai dachei Shabbat. Why are you telling me it's dachei Shabbat? Nikserei me'erev Shabbat. Why don't let him cut it Friday? Which, if you're telling me that if you cut it bepisul, if you cut it shelo, what's the language? If you don't cut it in the right way, it's okay. So let him cut it on Friday. Ot pam, it's a mitzvah. Very good. And he holds that any mitzvah that can be done at Erev Shabbat is not Duchai Shabbat. So if you tell me it's not posel, Nabi Adam Bishmon should not let you cut it on Shabbat. Amay Duchai Shabbat, Nixerim Erev Shabbat. Elam mid Duchai Shabbat, the fact that we hold that it is Duchai Shabbat, Shema Minan Nixar Shlok Mitzvato Pasul. Must be that he holds Nixar Shlok Mitzvato is indeed Pasul. That's he. And therefore, how could you tell me that you, if you didn't cut it at night, cut it in the day? That implies that what? That even if you do it shelok mitzvato, it's kasher. Wait, if you're going to hold that you did it shelok mitzvato, it's kasher, it should not be Duchai Shabbat. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that anything that you can do before, you have to do before, not on Shabbat. I'm repeating the question again. The Gemara said, according to the Bilal Zab Rabbi Shimon, you cut it at night. You didn't cut it at night, cut it the next day. Or cut the next day, but the mitzvah is to cut it at night. Ela, what must be that? What? No, it doesn't posel if you cut it in the day. Oh, but you didn't do it kibitzvata. That's okay. What do you mean? The B'Elazar Bishmon holds like two shitot. Like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Akiva says any mitzvah you can do erev Shabbat, better do erev Shabbat rather than be to high Shabbat. That's the first halacha. Number two, we all consider that the omer is a mitzvah. Oh, if you all, you can cut the omer in the day to be, as I'm sure, oh, like you're saying, you cut it in the day. Obviously, you all that what? Shelok mitzvata is not posel. Oh, so if shelok mitzvata is not posel, then why do you let the omer be to high Shabbat? You should cut it before Shabbat, because shelok mitzvata is not posel. So cut it on Friday. Why are you allowing them to cut it on Shabbat? If you hold that kosh mitzvato, kosh eno kemitzvato, eno posel, so cut it on Friday. It's eno mitzvato, but so what? It's not posel. Why are you allowed to cut it on Shabbat? That's the question going to Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. The Gemara says, so clearly according to Rabbi Akiva, it's clear. Any mitzvah you can do before, you have to do before. And that's the mekor of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimon. That's his mekor. Good, that's his mekor. Why can't it be Duchai Shabbat then? That we have to see. But that's his mekor. His mekor is Rabbi Akiva. That anything that can be done before, do it before. Mezeu mekoro shel Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. That what?
But he holds like Rabbi Akiva.
And therefore,
that's why he holds that. Because Kisirat HaOmer would be possible if it was not, if it would be before Shabbat. This is a proof to the fact that the Bi, who is it, Rabbi
Elazar ben Shimon?
Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva. We said that he said it after that.
He's saying like this. The East are coming again. The East al kadatach niksad shelok mitzvato kasher. If you tell me that niksad shelok mitzvato, good, it's kasher. Amay dechai Shabbat. Why should we do Shabbat? Nikseire me'erev Shabbat. Ela is the key. Mededachai Shabbat. The fact that we see the Omer is Duchai Shabbat. Shema mina nikseir shlok mitzvato pasul. And therefore, it's Duchai Shabbat. We don't tell the guy to do it me'erev Shabbat, because that's a melakha that you cannot do before Shabbat. You can only do on Shabbat. Ushem shemukach mezeshi mikseir kodem lezeshisha asar le pasul. Kach mukach shemkatsa beshisha asar bayom. It's also pasul. Don't admit to doing it on Friday before Shabbat or doing it on the 16th of the day. Because the Torah says you have to do it on the night. And we can't be close to the Omer became Tameh, that's why the Rishon said that if it became Tameh, don't say anything. Because you cannot bring it the next day. Because the next day is going to be. So we're proving the Beis Hamikdash again. The Beis Hamikdash was the Shita that said, if it became Tameh at night and there's nothing more to cut, don't say anything and bring it. Don't, even if there's more to cut, the next day, don't cut it. Because the next day is Pasul to cut. Where do you see that? Just like he holds, like the Beis Akiva. That's why it's Tochei Shabbat. Because if it wasn't Tochei Shabbat, from the fact that we see it's Tochei Shabbat,
you can't do it any other time.
That's what you cannot do it any time except that it's time.
Because you could do it
in the day. Because you could do it in Shabbat. And just like this, do it in the day. The fact that he says do it at night, and if it's Tamej, bring it anyway. Don't cut the next day. Here's going to be Akira. Yamazav Yechirabi. Lav Tamideh Drebi Shimonu. Oh. Rabbi said what? You could do it in the day. Rabbi, another rabbi. Hold on, but that's going against. Against his rabbi, why? He was a student of Rabbi Shimon. And what did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon. No, we have to see what Rabbi Shimon said. Natanya. Amar Rabbi, Kishayiti, Kishinu, the Medim Torah, Esther Rabbi Shimon, Bitkoa, when we were learning Torah. Rabbi saying, Esther Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, Hainu Ma'alim no Shemin, we used to bring him oil to anoint himself to bathe after the bathing. Baluntit, like a towel. Mechaser legag, megag kapev, kapev kapev. Acher ad shenu megim lemayan shenu rochatzim bo. From the roof to the roof to the porch to the porch until we got to the place. We'll see what that point is. But you see clearly, Rabbi served his rabbi. Now the Rabbi Shimon must have held like his rabbi. The Rabbi Shimon's rabbi is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says what? Zachary, I'll go to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi was the one that said, bring it the next day. He didn't bring it the next day. He holds you got to do it in the right time. Like Rabbi Akiva held that what? The mitzvah is in the right time. Then anything you can do at Erev Shabbat, you have to do at Erev Shabbat. And obviously the fact that we know it's Dochei Shabbat must be you cannot do it at Erev Shabbat. Right. That's why it's Dochei Shabbat. Oh, so why did Rabbi say that you can bring it in the day? Oh. Sabala kidach Rabbi Shimon. He go like the other Rabbi Shimon. Etanya Amar Rabbi Shimon. Bore. Kama chavivah mitzvah b'shata. Look how great the mitzvah in its time is. When you do mitzvah in its time. Sharech ter halabim ve'evarim kishrim kol ha'laira. You're allowed to bring on the mizbeach the fats and the bones the whole night. However, lo ayu memtirim lehem ad shetachshach. But they would not wait till it gets dark. They would try to get him all on the Mizbeach in the daytime. Even though you're going to be Mechalel Shabbat by doing that. That's on Shabbat, let's say. Don't say Shabbat. Habibah Mitzvah B'Shatat. The Mitzvah is to be Nukman in the day. So I would say, okay, but you're allowed to bring it at night, the fast and the. So burn the stuff after. No, they would bring it even in the day, even though there would be Halul Shabbat. So it's Shabbat. So even though the B holds that Kitzat Om is Kishirabayom, and he holds like the Rabbi Akiva, that whatever you can do, Erev Shabbat, you have to do Erev Shabbat and not on the, don't be Duchai Shabbat, but he holds that Kitzat Om is Duchai Shabbat when the 16th of Nisan comes out on Shabbat, and you don't do it earlier. Which means you don't do it earlier. Really, he holds again. That's what the B says, Kishirabayom. Oh, so if it's Kishirabayom, why don't you do it on Friday? Like Rabbi Akiva. Because if you can do it, if it's Kishirabayom, so it means, even though you're doing it in the time of Psul, it doesn't posel the mitzvah, so therefore, bring it on Friday. You know why you don't bring it on Friday? Because he holds the Rabbi Shimon that says, Habibah, mitzvah, b'shata, special law, better to do the mitzvah in its proper time. That's what the Torah says it.
Does Rabbi Shimon disagree with Rabbi Akiva?
He agrees with Rabbi Akiva that any mitzvah that you could do on Erev Shabbat, you're supposed to do on Erev Shabbat. Oh, so why did he say in this case, you do it on Shabbat? Because that's the time that the Torah said to do it, and he also going to be Shimon Sahabiba, mitzvah Meshata Rashi. Look at Rashi. Savar la kidak Rabbi Shimon, Damar Halva Mitzvah Shabbat. Hilkak Abagad, the Kishra Erev Shabbat. It is Kishra Erev Shabbat. Abdi la, because I don't know, because he holds you can do it in the day. So if you can do it in the day, you can also do it in Erev Shabbat. Oh, exactly. All those other things, of course, do it Erev Shabbat, because there's no Zman Kavua to bring the Izman, bring it Erev Shabbat. But here the Mitzvah is on the 16th. Oh, so comes out, let's get the Shitot over here now. Let's review what took place. So Gemara quoted us a Mahloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. What was the machloket? The machloket was, can you bring the omer in the day? That's the basic. Because you bring it on the 16th by day. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said, you cannot. And Rabbi said, you can. So Gemara said, what's the ra'ayah of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? He's following his father's rabbi. His father's rabbi is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, any mitzvah you can do early, do early. Ah, so if you hold, you can do it early. That means, if you hold, you can do it in the day, which is not the time, it's pisul, but it's still kashir. So they will bring it on Friday. But the fact is, you can bring it on Shabbat, that shows us what? That if you bought it before, we pasul. If you bought it in the day, we pasul. Don't you go like his father's rabbi. Oh, and Rabbi doesn't go like Rabbi Shimon. How can it be telling me it's kashir in the day? If it's kashir in the day, so then why are you bringing it on Friday? Because he holds ki idach to the bishul, habiva mitzvah b'shata, and therefore it's a big inyan to bring the mitzvah bizmana. And therefore, since the zman is Shabbat, which is the 16th, better to bring it on the 16th. It's going to be the Rosh Shabbat. We're not going to say do it on Friday. Oh. What about Milah? Why do you say Milah? Bring it early? Because it's not Isman. The Isman is not the Mitzvah. Bring the knife. Bring the knife. No Mitzvah to bring the knife on the day of the Milah. Bring it the day before. But Shaykh, the woman is on the 16th. It's on the 16th. We'll bring it on the 16th. But I can do it before. You're right, you can do it before. But Mitzvah B'Shat, they will do it the night after Shabbat. Comes again what it says. Let it be. Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon lo shami ale. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon lo shami ale.
Doesn't know what his father said.
Why? He doesn't know. I mean, Habibah Mitzvah, which means Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon is the one that said that you cannot bring it on Friday, and therefore why? Because it's not this man. It's for the same reason why you can't bring it in the day. Because it's not this man, therefore you have no choice to bring it at night. Even if it was tameh, bring it betumah. Because you can't bring it in the day. Because if you could bring it in the day, so then bring it on Friday. No, who said that? Maybe I can't bring it in the day. And the reason why I don't bring it on Friday is because Habibah Mitzvah Shita. He didn't hear his father's shita. The Bishwan holds like that. How to say that if Habibah Mitzvah didn't hear his father's shita? Does she? Rabbi Azam Rabbi Shmuel Shami Ale Had Habibah Mitzvah Mishata Mitmiya in a Barukah Shamiya must be heard. Velo Gamar Mine. He didn't learn from it because it's not an application. Why? Tehatam Gabe Ibarim Shani. Over there by the bones and the limbs that we say let them go on Shabbat. Tedachi Shabbat Mishum Habibut Mitzvot Tare Share Dachta Shechita Et Shabbat Kodem Haktarah. Already you would do a Shabbat for them already. How did you make the Shechita on Shabbat? You made the Haktarah on Shabbat. The E if Shalah Somer of Shabbat. The Kevin the touch for the hot, it's a Shaita. Once already with the head of Shaita, Nidhe, Name, it's Laktara. Okay? Once already you have no choice in Mechalas Shabbat, then I'm saying, you know what? Finish it off on Shabbat. Habiba Mitzvah Bishata. Aval, Be Omer, Lekh Lemar Aki. The Bishat Kitzta Kadilu Echai Shabbat. Which means, at the time of the Kitzida, Akatilu Echai Shabbat. Bapagav de Lemachar Dachya Hakraba. Shabbat, right, the Akraba is going to be doing Shabbat. Bishat Ketzina Mia Lonit Het. Vilav de lo Efshala Me'erev Shalom Abiyad Dachya Shabbat. Bishum Haribut Mitzvah. Why is it not Duhe Shabbat? The Omer? Why is it not Duhe Shabbat? The Omer? Lashi, I mean Gemara. Elashariyatam shared dahtas shaitat Shabbat. Ah, so once it's Duhe Shabbat, then we say Abibah Mitzvah Shata. Continue doing it. However, which means the Ketzira is not considered Bomer. Ketzira is a Hekshev, which means the cutting of the Omer is not yet part of the Mitzvah of the bringing the Omer. And the Korban, the Shaita, and all those services, the Akraba, is part of the Korban. So already once the Korban was Duhai Shabbat, so finish it off. Masha'ikin, the Ketzira, not yet bringing the Korban Omer. No part of the bringing of the Omer is Duhai Shabbat yet. So in that case over there, even though I said Habibah, Mitzvah, B'Shata, I would have said, no, in that case, bring it on Friday. That's not an application of Habibah, Mitzvah, B'Shata. Oh, so therefore, what does the Bilal Adam Rabbi Shimon hold? Must be, even though he agrees to the Habibah Mitzvah B'Shata. So what's the reason why you don't bring it on Friday? Because he holds when you bring it out of its time, it's Pasul. Od Pam, when you bring it out of its time, it's Pasul. That's why you can't bring it on Friday. That's why you have to bring it on Shabbat. Oh, but what do you mean? He didn't hear his father's opinion? Maybe I'll tell you really, even if you bring it out of its time, it's Kashir. And really, you should be able to bring it. The beholds, when you bring it in the day, it's kashir. It's kashir. Why are you telling me that? Maybe we are telling you bring it in the day, it's pasul. And therefore, according to the B, let's review again. According to the B, what did he say? Bring it. You didn't bring it at night, or you brought it at night, became tamer. Bring it the next day. Oh, so bring it the next day, and then bring it on Friday then. Because he holds like the Biakira. Biakira, any mitzvah you could do earlier, do it earlier. Oh, so why do you do that? So the Gemara gave us a no. I can argue and tell you that even though you can bring it on Friday, Habibah mitzvah b'shata. Habibah mitzvah b'shata. You can bring it on Friday, but not in this case. Also the B. Don't you hold the B Shimon? Don't you hold of that? You're a student of Rabbi Shimon. You served Rabbi Shimon. Huh?
Rabbi
Azad. Rabbi Shimon.
That was Rabbi.
That was Rabbi Shita. That was Rabbi Shita. That's the end of the day.
Right.
The Gemara asked. The Gemara said, Rabbi El Azad, Rabbi Azad Shimon. That you come along and say what? You can't bring it in the day. You can't bring it in the day. Oh, so therefore you can't bring it on Friday. You can't bring it in the day. You have to bring it bizmana. Therefore, you cannot bring it in the on Friday. That's why we say it's a mitzvah that cannot be brought earlier. So we brought earlier. Who told you? Maybe the reason is because Habibah mitzvah b'shata. Maybe really you can bring it in the day on Friday. And the reason why you don't is because Habibah mitzvah b'shata. But he didn't hear his opinion. Right. A lot of explanation because it's not Habibah mitzvah b'shata. Because you're not doing anything yet on the Shabbat l'tzorech ha'omer. Mishlama by the Qurban, you duhai the Qurban already for the Shabbat. We can be mekir to be duhai the rest of the Qurban on Shabbat. Habibah mitzvah b'shata. Mashiach and the Omer. Well, the Ketzira is not really part of the Mitzvah Kachrabat HaOmer. So therefore, I would not tell you the Sivan of Habibah mitzvah b'shata to wait until Shabbat to do it. Adraba, I would tell you to do it before. Unless we hold that doing it before is no good. And that's why the B'ezah B'Shemun was told that just like doing it in the day is no good, doing it before is also no good. It's not because of the Habibah mitzvah b'shata. It's because it's no good. So Gemara says, good. Exactly. Now we go back to the B. Rabbi, you gave me the logic of what? That really you can do it on Friday. The reason why you don't do it on Friday is because Habibah mitzvah b'shata. There's no sevara of Habibah mitzvah b'shata in this case. Because nothing's duche. By shaita, yeah, but there's no shaita by the Omer. Therefore, the sevara of Habibah mitzvah b'shata doesn't apply. Really, you hold Rabbi, what? technically, any mitzvah you can do on Friday, you should do it on Friday. Oh, so why not do Omer on Friday? I thought we just said it doesn't apply. So then we have to give a new sevara to explain the machloket. So the Gemara says, "Ela kasavara bi kitzirat Omer lo dachya Shabbat." He holds that kitzirat Omer is not dachya Shabbat, which means there's a shita that holds kitzirat Omer b'harishu b'katzir. Bishmael held is dachya Shabbat. Rabbi holds it's not Duhai Shabbat. So if it's not Duhai Shabbat, Kitzirat HaOmer, so therefore what?
Well, you see that it could be cut at an earlier time.
So it can be cut, obviously, at an earlier time.
It
can be cut later. Oh, so why don't you cut it earlier then? So why don't we cut it earlier according to Rabbi?
We do.
You cut on Friday.
Yeah.
In Ekonomi, you cut on Friday. Exactly. So cut that according to the B. Really, Kitzirat HaOmer is not Duhai Shabbat. Until now, we were always going under the assumption of Duhai Shabbat. That's why we got into all these trouble. So you're trying to work it out. What do you mean? If it's Duhai Shabbat, but if it's Kashir, anybody should not do it before. We had a problem. Now as I know, Kitzirat HaOmer is not Duhai Shabbat. Oh, what's not Duhai Shabbat? Very simple. So the B will say, just like it's kashir in the day, meaning the 16th by day, it'll be kashir on Friday. And don't tell me Habibah mitzvah v'sha'ata. There's no Habibah, it's not Sha'ata. You can't do it at that time. It's not Duhai Shabbat. So therefore, that's why you do it on Friday, be kashir as well. So there are, till now we were trying to play both sides. We're trying to say it's kashir in the day of the 16th, but don't bring it on Friday. So we're having a hard time. Remember, so if you can bring it during the day, then you can bring it on Friday. So then we had to give Sevarot. It's better to bring it in the time. Now we're answering it's not Duhai Shabbat. Oh, it's not Duhai Shabbat. Now answer why you bring it on Friday. You do bring it on Friday. The beast consistent. That's not Shabbat. Duhai Shabbat, but it'll be Duhai Yom Tov, which is Kal. It's a laugh on Shabbat. On Yom Tov. It's not a Isur. It's Kilan Karet. So God says, "Velo." What do you mean? He's saying the B says it's not Duhai Shabbat. Ve'atena da'chemim omrim echad Shabbat ve'echad chol. Mishalosh hayaba. Da'chemim said in the Mishnah whether it was on Shabbat or whether the Ketzira was on the chol, you took three se'im of wheat in order to sift it. So what's the da'ayah from that Mishnah? Mashi. What do we say in that Mishnah? Right, Echad Chol, Echad Shabbat. It's on Shabbat. And Hakamim. Gemara says, they're not going to be. Okay, that Mishnah doesn't like going to be. Very simple. It's not going to be. Hakamim omrim, Echad Shabbat, Echad Chol, Bishkosha, Bishalosh Kupot, Bishosh Magalot. Also, they're not going to be. Same answer, it's not going to be. Shabbat, Yomad Lahim Shabbat Zu. And Shabbat, they say, today Shabbat. Not going to be. Answer, not going to be. Odd question. Iksad bayom kasher, v'duchay to Shabbat. Man shamat le daman iksad bayom kasher, b. The katar with the Shabbat. My lad ketzira. Oh, now you have a problem. Because here we have a statement that says, Niksad bayom kasher. And it's duchay Shabbat. Oh. Who's the opinion that says Niksad bayom kasher? The b. And he says also it is duchay Shabbat. And which part is Duhai Shabbat? The Ketzira must be, we're talking about Duhai Shabbat. La, Hakraba. Ava the Ketzira, lo. No, the Hakraba is Duhai Shabbat. But not the Ketzira. Vatanya Rabbi Yomer. Vaydabbe Moshe et Mo'adei Hashem. Says, Rabbi said that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about the Mo'adim. But Talmud Omar wasn't coming to teach us. He taught us the whole Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Hadush? He taught us the Mu'adim. By the Ben Moshe Mu'adim Hashem. Hadush, he taught us the whole Torah. The fish, Shelo Lamanu, Ela Letamid Upesach, Shene'emar Bahem Bemu'ado. I only know that Korban Tamid is Duhai Shabbat. Because it says Bemu'ado every day. And Pesach also, it says Bemu'ado. So therefore, those two are Duhai Shabbat. Bemu'ado, Rafidu Bashabbat, Bemu'ado, Rafidu Betumah. Even Betumah as well. She'ar Korban Tzibu, how about other Korbanot Tzibu that's Duhai Shabbat? Tavud Omar, Ele Ta'asu LaShem Be Mo'adechem. All of them, b'mo'adichim. Umeran rabot omer akrev emo. How about even the omer? That's also el shtei alechem akrev, the shtei alechem that comes with the korban on Shavuot. That's not Shabbat. Tavud omar, v'yedaber Moshe et mo'adei Hashem. Hakatuv kama mo'ed lekulam. The word mo'adei Hashem is going back on all of them. That's all of them are considered a mo'ed. A time. And therefore it's not Shabbat. That means any korban that I discussed in that parasha, it's a mo'ed. It's Doha Shabbat. Oh, so now wait. So we have a clear statement that what? Omer is Doha Shabbat. Which part of the Omer? Lemai. Ilima lechraba. If it means bring it on the Mizbeach, shtei alechem and hakraba ninu. They do not go on the Mizbeach at all. The Kohanim eat it. They're not going on the Mizbeach. So you can't tell me hakraba. Also, by the of shtei alechem, it means you'll have to grind it on Shabbat, and you'll have to sift it on Shabbat. Similarly, gabe omer leksira, it means cutting it, the preparatory items of kadosh Shabbat. Clearly, and who said that statement? That was Rabbi. So how can you tell me if he says omer is not doche Shabbat? Clearly, you see it is. Ela omer akraba shtei alechem lafia. I'll tell you what the dechaya is. Omer akraba the mizbeach and shtei alechem to bake it, because you can't bake it before Shabbat. We'll see why. So therefore, anything you can't do before Shabbat, okay, it's doche Shabbat. So just like the akraba, you can't do before Shabbat. Akraba, I got to do one of the day.
Right.
So the baking, the grinding, do before Shabbat. The sifting, do before Shabbat. Because whatever you can do before Shabbat, do before Shabbat.
Cutting also
do before Shabbat. Ah, but Hakrabah, I have no choice, 16th. And the baking. Why does the baking have to be done on the day itself? We'll see. The kasabar bitanur mekadesh. Oh, and the meals also, that what makes the lechem panim kadosh? Very good. The oven. So what's going to, if you put it in the oven yesterday, it's pasulina. What's the night pass? It can become pasul. I afidem et mudah, shere la vina, belina. So therefore you have no choice but to love it today. V'sabar, Rabbi, Tarud, Mekadesh, side question. Rabbi holds that the oven makes the kiddush on the shtei alechem. V'atanya, kibse aseret en mekadshin et alechem ela b'shchita. The kibse aseret, the kibasin that you bring on Shavuot, mekadshin et alechem. They make the lechem kadosh. How? B'shchita, ketzad. Shematan lishman v'zerag deman lishman. You slaughtered the kibasim lishman. And you sprinkled the blood lishman. Kadesh alechem. The lechem becomes kadosh. Shematan shelo lishman. V'zerag deman shelo lishman. Everything shelo lishman. Lo kadesh alechem. Shematan lishman v'zerag deman shelo lishman. Halechem kadosh v'eno kadosh. So it's quasi. Whatever that means is quasi. But you see clearly why that the kedusha, the lime is all dependent on the shechita. The bi'ah zaman be shimon omer le'olam eno kedushah shi'as. What the shemah is of the man shemah. It's got to be totally the shemah. It's not such thing as kadosh ve'eno kadosh. Oh, what do you see from over here clearly? That bi'ah holds it's the shechita that does it. Amar avda amar yitzhak huk be'o ve'lo huk be'o ka'amar. Which means this bright that you just quoted over here, what the kibseh aseret, what the shechita, that's not talking about over here when the kiddushat taguf comes into the shtei alechem. Which means that's discussing over there when do they become linked to the kevasim. Which means when did each shtei alechem become linked to these kevasim and that you cannot bring them with other kevasim. Once you slaughter them, the shema, and you sprinkle the shema, that's it, locked in. The kiddushat the goof, no, that came already in the tanur. But once you make shaita, the shmos guys, well, now these tellem have to come with that korban. You cannot switch them. Until that point, you can switch them. But kiddushat the goof, that comes in the tanur, ashi. Kadosh ve'enu kadosh mefarish pu'et at the chilet. Okay, we had that, daf mem zayin. It's, you're not yotze, but they have to treat it b'kedusha. You're not yotze because it's a shlo lishma, but you can't just discard it. It's quasi. Huk bi'u shahatan lishman b'zak leman lishman. Huk bi'u achalot deotan kibasim. Ve'enu yachol lishanot alechem lezeh. I cannot use lechem for a different korban now. Shahatan lishman b'zak lishma, daman lishman lishman, log bu aval kadish b'tanu. Right? Lishman shlo lishman, they're not linked. But they became kadosh already in the tanur, so you have to deal with them b'kedusha, but they're not linked to the to the Qurban.
Very good.
So let's just talk one sikum outside over here before we make that dran. Skeleton outside. So the Gemara started off telling us what we have a machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Basically, can you bring it in the day or not? Crystallize. Can you bring it in the day or not? The Omer on the 16th? No, for the regular day. On the 16th of the day.
Can you cut it?
Can you cut it today? Cut it today. Cut it today. I said bring it. Cut it today. Of course you can bring it on the day. That's when you bring it.
Right.
The day. Maybe hold maybe Shabbat. That we all no argues. Consider the Omer. So the B says, bring it in the day. Now, of course, was the situation. He came tame at night. Why do you want to bring it to Ma? There's more stuff out there. I'm going in the day. No problem. And what does the B's Abraham Shimon say? No. Bring it to Ma from the night stuff and don't bring it in the day. So he said, oh, wait. The B's Abraham Shimon, we know, held like the B's Akiva. His rabbi's rabbi. The B's Shimon's rabbi. That what? Omer is Lohesh Shabbat. No, not Omer is Lohesh Shabbat. That any mitzvah that can be done Be'erev Shabbat
cannot be
Doha Shabbat. And he holds like Rabbi Ishmael that says Omer is a mitzvah that's Doha Shabbat. So those are two shitot. Oh, wait. So Omer is Doha Shabbat because I got that one. And you're telling me that any mitzvah that can do before Shabbat is not Doha Shabbat. So then, and you're telling me that Be'erev Shabbat holds. You can bring it in the day, meaning it doesn't become pasul even if you did it outside of its time. Rabbi Azam Rabbi Shimon says you cannot bring it in the day. Oh, so you can't bring it in the day. Now I understand why we don't let you bring it on Friday. Because just like you can't bring it on the day of the 16th, because it's out of its time. Friday is out of its time. Therefore, I understand. That's why you bring it on Shabbat. Rabbi Azam Rabbi Shimon is very good. Ah, but Rabbi, you hold you can bring it in the day. You hold you can bring it in the day. So then, Lichaura, why don't you bring it on Friday? Uh-huh. Why don't you bring it on Friday? You're like to be Akira. Why don't you bring it on Friday? And you're like to be Shishmael. This is Doche Shabbat. So bring it on Friday.
Why is it Doche Shabbat?
Why is it Doche Shabbat? What's it to be? Oh, so he's going to come along and answer. He's inside. The Gemara said. Oh, and we know. And we know that Rabbi was a Talmid of Rabbi Shimon.
Right.
He brought him the towels, he brought him the oil. And what do we know? We know that Rabbi Azam Rabbi Shimon, obviously, was like his father.
Right.
That what? That you can bring it, that you don't bring it in the day. And you're saying you bring it in the day. Oh, so what is that? Oh, so if you're holding it, bring it in the day. So we had a question. So the Gemara answered. Sabar ki idach de Rabbi Shimon. Habibah mitzvah b'shachta. There's another shita of Rabbi Shimon. There's a Habibah mitzvah b'shachta business. Which tells me what? It's mitzvah, it's time, it's very good. In Achin Amir. According to the beach, just like you can bring it in the day, you can bring it on Friday. So why don't we bring it on Friday? Because Habibah Mitzvah B'Shata.
Is he saying it's connected to the Hakrava?
Yeah, you have to say that the... Well, no, that's the question I was going to ask.
No,
say Habibah Mitzvah B'Shata.
So we, well,
go slow. The Gemara's original question was, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Yes, holds like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi is a student of Rabbi Shimon. And then what's the question? Why is it Doha Shabbat? Why is it Doha Shabbat?
Because it's the time.
According to the
B, why is it Doha Shabbat? Answer, he holds up the other statement of Rabbi Shimon. Habibah mitzvah b'sha'ata.
Best to do it on this time.
Now tell me what, I don't care. Really, why you can be able to do it on Friday, but we'd rather you do it on this time.
It's good to cut it the same day.
Good to cut it on the same day, therefore cut it Friday night. Habibah mitzvah b'sha'ata, that's all considered b'sha'ata. Oh, Rabbi Azam Rabbi Shimon, what happened to you? Habibah mitzvah b'shata. I don't call the Habibah mitzvah b'shata. The cutting is not considered the mitzvah b'shata. The Akrabah is b'shata, not the katsina. Oh, so then the Gemara said, Yeah, what about Rabbi?
How come you don't say the same thing?
Eli, that's not the Pshat of Rabbi. The Pshat of Rabbi is he holds, it's not Duhay Shabbat. Once you hold it's not Duhay Shabbat, now I know why you bring it on Friday. Just like you can bring it in the day, you bring it on Friday.
That's why you could do it.
That's why you bring it on Friday.
If it became Tamil, also you could bring it the next day.
You bring it in the day, and you cut it in the day. Cut it in the day, and you cut it on Friday. Why? Because it's not Duhay Shabbat. We were always assuming Duhay Shabbat. So once it's Duhay Shabbat, so then you start Duhay Shabbat, you should do it before.
Right.
So he holds like it's Rabbi Shimon that said Habibah. Habibah doesn't apply over here, the Gemara says. You can't apply the Habibah Sevara over here. Oh, you can't apply the Habibah Sevara because that's not the mitzvah. The Ketzira, the Ketzira, the mitzvah, not the Ketzira, the Ketzira. Oh, so bring it on Friday. So he says, he will bring it on Friday. He will bring it on Friday.
And in fact, we see if he can bring it on Friday.
And in fact, bring it on Friday.
We see if he can attempt any again the next day.
You bring it on the day as well. Very good. That's the B. Not Duhay Shabbat. Then I went on to the other opinions. No. The B is my...